I'd like now to welcome Susan Coulter. She is a network engineer at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and she's here to tell us about the Expanding Your Horizons conference, which is coming up very soon, March 6th, at the Santa Fe Convention Center. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, this is a conference for science, math, technology, for young women, girls, in the school systems all around New Mexico.
That's correct. We have it every year. And this is, I think we've done this for almost 30 years, maybe a little longer than that. And in the last few, it's gotten quite large. So it's for all over the state, and we do outreach to the schools in the fall, letting them know exactly when it's going to happen and when registration is open. And it's a one-day conference focusing on middle school and early high school girls to get them interested in the STEM fields, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Now, you are in the STEM fields yourself and
yes.
have been at Los Alamos for over 20 years. What was it like for you as a girl studying this stuff in school, high school, college?
Right. It was very interesting. I went to an all-technical school called University of Missouri-Rolla. So all they had were physics and engineering type degrees. I got a degree in computer science. And it was kind of difficult because at Rolla, it was 6-to-1 men to women. So it was very heavily weighted towards males. There was some, you know, discrimination. It was never really overt, but it felt very different to be in a technical field. And as you went on in years, there were fewer and fewer women in your classes. So it's always been a little bit of a struggle as a woman.
Interesting. And what kinds of thinking is going on to help today's girls so that it's less of a struggle and so that more girls go into those fields?
Well, there's been a lot of study going on in this area. And the reason that we focus on 5th through 8th, and then we also do high school as well, but that's the time frame that girls tend to stop being interested in science. If you look at the scores in school, and they start to do less well than the boys at that age. And there's a lot of theories as to why, but you know, a lot of it has to do with peer pressure and girls and boys, and the boys being a little more confident and vocal in classes. And so the girls just kind of, they lose interest. And so this conference is to try and to keep that interest and to show them that there are successful women in the field, women that have families, and, you know, that it is something they can do.
And that it's a really powerful thing to do. If you're an engineer or a computer scientist, there are a lot of things you can do that regular people can't.
That's right. I mean, it's a very interesting fields to go into. You have a lot of reward. You are doing a lot of really cutting edge stuff sometimes. And you know, we need more women in those fields, I think, also because when you have groups of people coming up with solutions, the female perspective is slightly different, generally speaking, right? These are all generalities. But so it's nice to have female technical input when various solutions to big problems are being discussed.
It's interesting, too, because when you have a group, if you've got enough women in it, it changes the dynamic of the group, often for the better, I have to say.
Yes, I think so. And I have found that at times in my career, I've been like the only woman in the room kind of thing. So there's 8 guys and me. And it can be a little overwhelming and you can feel a little out of place. And so you have to have a real strong personality to be able to deal with that. And if there's more than one woman, then it gets easier, right? And so we're just trying to promote the idea that more women in the field is just better all around for everybody.
And it's actually true that more women in any field
makes
it better. And if you have a field which is predominantly women, having more men in that field is also really good.
That is very true. It's always good to have a mix, not just one gender or the other. It's just much better that way.
So what actually happens at these conferences, the Expanding Your Horizons?
Well, what it is we get all these girls together from the various schools, and we have a morning and an afternoon workshop. So the girls actually, they get broken into teams, And we normally we try to split, if you get 10 girls from one school, we actually split them up onto separate teams. Because part of what we're trying to foster is just this independence and confidence. So like you said, whether it's a technical field or not, just building confidence in these girls. So they do workshops that are very hands-on. So there's one called Ooey Gooey Polymers, where they actually get to work with some chemicals, very, you know, nothing dangerous. And then there's a veterinarian who comes and talks. But all of the workshops, we try to make them hands-on. So you can get DNA out of a strawberry and put it under a microscope and see what it looks like, stuff like that. So it's really interesting. And so the girls do two different workshops. And then during lunch, we have what's called a science fair. And this year we're doing something which is kind of interesting and new. We're having a science scavenger hunt. So all of the people who are doing doing demos during the science fair, they've created a couple of questions that you get the answers by going to the table and listening and watching the demo. And then once you fill out, you know, get the answers to all those questions, then you turn that in, and then we're going to have prizes and a raffle and stuff like that.
Now, are the teachers or the leaders of the conference a lot of women who are in science fields?
Yeah, so the whole conference is volunteer organized. So it's really, Los Alamos National Laboratory does a lot of support for this. So my focus on the planning is getting all the volunteers together. And I would say 90% of our volunteers most years are from Los Alamos. And Los Alamos has something called community service time, where the day of the conference, or if you're doing planning ahead of time, you can actually use this community service time to cover your work hours. So they're actually, you know, supporting it very nicely in that way. And so it's all volunteer, and it's mostly women doing the workshops. It's women who are leading the girls and being mentors for them for the day. And most of the women are in technical fields themselves.
Now, do you see more women and girls going into, once they get to the college level or the graduate level, going into those fields than you did when you were an undergraduate?
Actually, the studies recently have not shown a huge uptick. Some other fields that have been seen more of an increase, like the medical field, lawyers, some of those fields have seen a lot more increase in female participation. We've not seen as much as we would like in, say, computer science or electrical engineering, and we still don't really know why, but we're still trying to push that.
Very interesting. So is the conference, if somebody hears about this and they absolutely want to go, is there any way for them to go, or do they have to wait till next year?
You could probably show up day of. We tried to cap our number of girls at 150, which is bigger than we've done in previous years. And we actually have 204.
Good heavens.
So we're already kind of over the limit. So we're not encouraging people to walk in on the day of and try to get involved. If someone did show up and really, really wanted to participate, we probably would not turn them away, because we try to work on the ethic that we don't turn the girls away.
Yeah.
But that said, we are pretty full this year, so... There is Santa Fe Institute partnered with us last year for this. They've been doing it now for 3 or 4 years in Santa Fe. Like I said, Los Alamos has been doing this for almost 30 years. And I believe the Santa Fe Institute is going to be doing one in the Santa Fe area in October timeframe. So if people are hearing this and they're interested, they could look into that. And we do this every year, so early March every year.
Excellent. Yeah, we had a couple of girls... I think an 8th grader and an 11th grader who was involved in the Santa Fe Institute program, and they were fabulous. It just made me think, let that generation grow up and run the world, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the girls are really energetic and motivated, and they have really interesting ideas. Yeah, I think this generation of kids are very aware of what's going on and the kind of problems we have to solve, and I think that they're up for the challenge.
Are they focused on things like climate change and food insecurity and soil degradation and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're very aware of those things and very interested in it.
Very interesting. Well, Susan Coulter is a network engineer at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and she's talking to us about the Expanding Your Horizons Conference, which is happening at the Santa Fe Convention Center. And so these are girls from all over New Mexico. It happens every year, and really important work.
Yeah, it is really important. And we have, this year we have girls from 8 different counties, so from all the way up Colfax and Taos and Rio Arriba, Sandoval, Valencia. It's all over northern New Mexico, and we have a whole group of women who do outreach in the fall to let the schools know that when it's happening and when registration opens, and so that they can, you know, talk to the girls about it and see who's interested.
Susan Coulter, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.